Okay, so we have today Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Readings from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 18, The Perfection of Renunciation, verse 26. Mukta sango naham vadi. Mukta sango naham vadi. Driti utsaha samanvitah. Driti utsaha samanvitah. Siddhi asiddhayor. Nirvikara Siddhi Asidyor Nirvikara Karta Sattvika Uchyate Karta Sattvika Uchyate. Please. Mukta sangana hambali. No glasses. Yes. Okay. Word by word. Mukta Sangaha, liberated from all material association. Anaham Vadi, without false ego. Driti, with determination. Utsaha, and great enthusiasm. Samanvitaha, qualified. Siddhi, in perfection. Asidhyayoh, and filer. Nirvikaraha, without change. Karta, worker. Sattvikaha, in the mode of goodness. Uchyate, is said to be. Translation: one who performs his duty without association with the modes of material nature, without false ego, with great determination and enthusiasm, and without wavering in success or failure, it's said to be a worker in the mode of goodness. Purport: A person in Krishna consciousness is always transcendental to the material modes of nature. He has no acceptations for the results of the work entrusted to him, because he is above false ego and pride. Still, he is always enthusiastic till the completion of such work. He does not worry about the distress undertaken. He is always enthusiastic. He does not care for success or failure. He is equal in both distress and happiness. Such a worker is situated in mode of goodness.
Mukam karoti vachanam pangum langayate girimyat kripatam vandash gurmadinatalinam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha kalpatar vyascha kripa sindhva vyascha patidanam pavanebhyo vaishnavi bhimama namaha.
Well, we have 18 chapter of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and yeah, this kind of section is speaking about duties and work and even jnana in different kind of material modes of material nature. And this verse is saying about worker in mode of goodness. So the person who is in goodness, he actually is different between person who is in ignorance and person who is in passion, rajas. It's different about duty, about knowledge. The material of material modes of nature, we're just rising with better conscious. If we more advanced, then we can be higher in higher mode of goodness, mode of nature. And this verse is really is saying about worker in mode of goodness, but actually Prabhupada in purport said about person in Krishna consciousness. And then this verse is saying about making duty. What means duty? Duty is performing something, and how we can see in this verse and other verses, person can perform different level duties, and the most high is mode of goodness. Then this person is not attached and supposed doing duty for performing the duty. Actually, it's like all this chapter in this verse start yoga ladder, and this verses they saying about karma, and then on higher levels of this ladder, we have like is karma, jnana, yoga, and yoga is kind of separate on different kind of levels. Then it's quite like Sakama Karma Yoga and Nishkama Karma Yoga. then is actually we're going a little bit further. But what means, yeah, karma means performing duty for generally for our pleasure or for what is end of the doing something is for goal, yeah, for some goal, our goal for us. And then Sakama Karma Yoga, somebody is have some knowledge, doing duty for still own self, but the goal offering to Krishna. And higher level Nishkama Karma Yoga is somebody in Nishkama Karma Yoga is somebody who performing duty for, like in this verse, like he have knowledge and he know he have to work, and he offering work for Krishna. He don't care about results. It's like in this verse is whatever is coming, happiness or distress, or this person don't fail. Is doing duties for performing this duty for Krishna, and he living in hand of Krishna. Which kind of result will be will come out from his performing duty for from his work. And actually, somebody can little bit more go more deep about how we performing duty, and together with performing duty is coming it's like we have some needs. And generally we're thinking, okay, I will do this and this and that, and I have to get this and this and that, and that, and this needs. How this needs or is, no. It's duty and yeah, whatever. Some needs, yeah. Desires or yeah, whatever. If I performing this kind of duty, I have to get this and that. And generally we're going, first I have to get this and this and that, and I can do something if I will like, if I will have power, if time and this and that. But we're looking first more about our needs than performing duty. Me, you not, maybe less than me. just like that. So we have to little bit get somehow knowledge about, because it's also results of performing karma. We're getting three kind of karma, yeah? It's like three kind of, how is? It's karma, vikarma and akarma. True? Yes? So what is the result of karma? Somebody can say? Like, yeah, by reactions of karma. We can do good reaction, bad reactions, pious reaction and unpious reaction. So, from unpious reaction, what we have? Punishment. Here and there. Suffering. Yeah, exactly. And from pious activities, we have happiness. Then from from akarma, we can get just akarma means almost like performing bhakti yoga. So then we can get the if for example if we're not finishing proper our bhakti yoga path. So we can get higher planets, but because we was performing bhakti yoga, we're enjoying there on higher planets and going down back to earth and getting birth in some pious family. rich, pious family, and it's, or yeah, actually it's two kind of birds. If somebody don't finish, going immediately to some family which is really like strict in spiritual path, or somebody going to heaven and just going back and have the good opportunity for continue the path of bhakti yoga. And this is like generally whatever we did in our bhakti yoga path, we're not losing. Like this verse, Nahabik Ramana Shasti, somebody know by heart? More? Nahabik Ramana Shasti Pratrava Yona Vidyate Svalpam Upaniyam. Whatever. It's this is fourth chapter or whatever. Okay. But so this is the point. We don't losing anything what we're doing. So whatever, if we not finish our devotional service, we can be really sure like whatever is there. But we have to like speaking, we have to care a little bit about how we should be. And generally in Bhagavad Gita, still in 13th chapter, and it's 4 verses from 8 to 12. And I have this in Sri Upanishad, Prabhupada little bit changing. In more, I'm taking this more nice way. It's like, actually, we can say, okay, we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we have to do our prescribed duties in Bhakti Yoga. Then, we have to be, like Prabhupada is writing in this purport, we should be always transcendental to the material modes of nature. Then, and I really like this what Prabhupada translating in purport of Sri Upanishad, mantra 10. And then he is saying about quality of the verse is saying about quality of person who is devotee, who is on even Shuddha Sattva, or even more up than goodness. So first Prabhupada is writing, one translating this verse, one should himself become a perfect gentleman and learn to give proper respect to others. Then one should not pose himself as a religionist simply for name and fame. Then one should not become a source of anxiety to others by the actions of his body, by the thoughts of his mind, or by his words. Next one. One should learn forbearance. Even in the face of provocation from others. Really high stuff. One should learn to avoid duplicity in his dealing with others. One should search out a bona fide spiritual master who can lead him gradually to the stage of spiritual realization. And one must submit himself to such a spiritual master, render him service and ask relevant questions. In order to approach the platform of self-realization, one must follow two regulative principles enjoined in the revelated scriptures. One must be fixed in the tenets of the revelated scriptures. One should completely refrain from practices which are detrimental to the interest of self-realization. One should not accept more than he requires for the maintenance of the body. One should not falsely identify himself with the gross material body or consider those who are related to his body to be his own. One should always remember that as long as he has a material body, he must face the miseries of repeated birth, old age, disease, and death. There is no use to making plans to get rid of those miseries of the material body. The best course is to find out the means by which one may regain his spiritual identity. One should not be attached to more than the necessaries of life required for spiritual advancement. One should not be more attached to wife, children, and home than the revealed scriptures ordain. One should not be happy or distressed over desirables and undesirables created by the mind. One should become an unalloyed devotee of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and serve him with rapt attention. One should develop a liking for residence in a scheduled place with a calm and quiet atmosphere, like Radha Desh, favorable for spiritual culture, and one should avoid congested places where non-devotee congregate. One should become a scientist or philosopher and conduct research into spiritual knowledge. Recognizing the spiritual knowledge is performed whereas material knowledge ends with the death of the body. So this is really, really nice things. What if somebody is in goodness and won't do something with own self, Prabhupada is saying this is, I think in verse is a little bit more, but Prabhupada was speaking about 18, this quality or kind of ways of working on self. And this is if we are a person like we was reading, this 18 qualities of person or desires, we can really go in performing our duty without distress, without actually with peace. No, be not attached for result. Don't cry when is something not coming well, and then don't be really happy. And we offered everything to Krishna. And actually, yeah. And person with this quality, this desires of getting this quality, can really work without false ego. Because this 18 points, what Prabhupada was putting, quoting from Bhagavad Gita, they really pushing us for work on ourselves internal. Anyway, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we changing ourselves. But it's also need our desire because actually by chanting we can get many results. If the chanting is actually when we chanting not attentive, especially, then Mahamantra Hare Krishna means Krishna is just fulfilling our desires, material desires as well. And then it's like a little bit surprise. Why is difficult for making progress? But also, and if we're working on ourselves, it's much more easy get determination and enthusiasm for this. But we have our sweet nectar of instruction, and exactly about that, Rupa Goswami is instructing us how to developing our spiritual life, our devotional service. And then third verse is saying, Utsahan nischarat daryat tat tat karma pravartanat sangate gat sato vritek sadbir bhaktir prasidyati. And we have just six principles favorable, it's good, for the execution of pure devotional service. Means, again, this what is here in this verse, being enthusiastic, endeavoring with confidence, being patient, acting according the regulative principles, such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna, abounding the association of not devotees, and following in the footsteps of previous acharyas. Those are six principles and thank you. Assure the complete success of pure devotional service. What we actually want? We want? Like today on lecture, Prabhu was saying, so Krishna is coming to you exactly now in this moment, and what we asking for? Dependent. Yeah, money for you or nice temple. But it's difficult. It's like if Krishna catch us in too fast and we have no time for thinking, what we can ask him? Yes. Yeah, you can ask, but the story like with this lady, like she could go liberation or go back to Vrindavan Goloka, but she just choice, just yeah, Krishna give me, because she was calling, oh Krishna, sacre bleu, whatever, kurka vodna. the staff fell from her shoulders and Krishna. And yes, my dear devotee, what you want from me? You know, they put me back. But yeah. But it's quite interesting because we can go further, because this wood could be used for some yagyas or for cooking for Krishna. So, and this person could have really good conscious, Krishna conscious. It's like, I will cooking for Krishna. It's like, okay, Krishna, help me and I will cooking for you. So, doesn't matter for this person. This person is in this material world, but conscious is spiritual. So it's like, this person cooking for Krishna. What actually we're doing in temple? Our duties. The verse is about duties. So we're prescribing our duties for living here. And it's like four angas from the 64. Somebody remember? What is like reading Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting holy name. Yeah, worshipping deities, association with devotees. Yeah. Radha Desh again. So this, yeah, five, yeah? It's five angas from... So, if we actually doing this for Krishna, we're doing this like in spiritual world. It's But this need really good, high conscious. And for transcendentalist, it doesn't matter. He is in hell or he in material world. But still, yeah, if we have good conscious, this is... So I can understand this woman with this wood. If it's like that. I heard one story when... This was Rupa Goswami. He was just going in Vrindavan and pure devotee, yeah? But and he saw Krishna, and actually there was some lilas with old lady who was just wake up and cooking khichdi for Krishna and boys. But she doesn't take shower and sleepy clothes, and even she was doing with the spoon something in teeth, and she was just mixing the khichdi. And Rupa Goswami came to this lady because he saw by corner of eye, said, "Hey, mate, what you doing? Krishna will take this. You have to take bath and this and that, and using nice pots, whatever, and spoon, you can just..." Doing this with the spoon. So, and then next day she was just sari, like in Hungary. They dressing like that in Hungary. Nice. And then Krishna was coming and was completely unsatisfied. It's like, no, I don't want this khichdi. He wanted this khichdi what was so-called contaminated. The same like this lady who was feeding Ramachandra with these fruits, and she was just mite means sweet, and take, and Ramachandra was taking. So this is, yeah, I would like have this kind of conscious, but anyway, far away. Till what time we have to speak? When is bhajan? Ah, because of Bhaktarik or appearance day? Oh, okay. Quite some time. Okay. Yeah, actually, because we can think actually like Arjuna, because duty, if we don't like performing duty, we won't give up the duties. And Krishna is exactly saying to Arjuna, no, you have to perform your duties. And in this case, Krishna is Krishna. Arjuna is Kshatriya, but he have to perform his duty like Kshatriya. He wanted renounce, and Krishna said, no, they will laugh from you, and actually they are offending you. And for Kshatriya, offending is much more painful than death. By that you can go to the heavenly planets. But in this case, Arjuna is Kshatriya, but we are not Kshatriyas, but we need Kshatriyas for saving cows if somebody will come. And our sometimes is coming to the mind is like, oh, I want change service, because this is not good. This bringing me the miseries and suffering. And it's like my experience, especially with washing dishes. What's washer ki? Jai. Because I have this personal experience. It's like when I was pushing myself a little bit, just by intelligence. It's like, who know this verse in taste coming from, no, we can, intelligence and higher taste, whatever. It's just, when I came out like this, I was pushing myself. It was lots of pots, and I was just, oh my God, when I will finish this? And then just pushing, washing, and then I start little bit chanting Hare Krishna, and then more enthusiastic. And this is like good example. And this is actually all our, somebody is in office and have to work on some designs of postcard or whatever, and just pushing, and then coming, how to say, satisfaction. Because this verse is really, really about that. We're doing with enthusiasm and determination our duties. And this is goodness. If we like the most practical and just, how to say, visible the verse what Krishna is saying about mode of goodness. It's like something is really bitter on beginning and sweet on the end. So we need have knowledge. When we have this knowledge, we can really kind of push mission and then get good results, which coming happiness, but still we don't care about this happiness. We more care about performing our duties. And in Rajas it's like, oh, hurrah, Haribol, and then it's not anymore hurrah later. Actually, this also reminding me first days in temple, like enthusiasm, oh, everybody is pure devotee, oh, everybody shining. This was kind of false enthusiasm and false pure bhakti yoga. But with time, just coming really, like I was realizing like, oh, this Prabhu is little bit similar to my sister. He have the same quality like my sister. This my father, my mother. So this is, I had actually not so much knowledge about all these things, but it's amazing how Krishna is really taking care of us and giving some taste on beginning for performing our duties. But then we have to come back to this verses from 13th chapter, from 8 to 12, like we have to push ourselves for prescribing duties, and then will come really good result and good effect. And Krishna, which is hiding in Mahamantra Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, he can give to us satisfaction because and peace of mind. What Krishna is saying, if somebody have no peace of mind, no happiness. So this is really, really amazing state of performing our duties when we really, really don't care, especially don't care when is happiness, but also don't be fried from the stress of this duty. Like that. And keeping enthusiasm and determination. And what is else? Actually, we can continue. Rupa Goswami advises and we have some tricks which helping to us in our devotional service, refreshing. Then I don't know so much this verse good, but anyway, I will try. Dadati prati grihnati guhyat akyati prichati bunkte bojayate ceva sadvidam priti lakshanam. And then offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasadam, and offering prasadam. And, the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and other. And this is really, really helping. This is really helping. We can start from, all these things is like base. Actually, and actually, this is also really important with who we can share mind. Because this is again this rule of good relationship. We paying respect to older, more advanced devotee, making friendship with equal devotee, and then how to say? Merciful, be compassionate for younger devotee. And some few days ago, I asked Yadunandan Swami, what means actually this be compassionate? And he explained me, but I have short memory, and I will just. but just actually, he told me, and I was really surprised how this simple is, but now it's like somehow. But generally, it's mean like father taking care of son, of children, like that. Taking care, like somebody more high position for Lord. And this, because many times we can make some mistake and share with problems in mind with somebody who is not on proper platform. And also we don't going to Maharaj and just really, really sharing with him what is in our mind. Maharaj and more advanced devotee, they are for how to say? Empty. And making offense, obeisances and this and that. Like, help me, please. Yes, yes, respect. Yeah, exactly. So, actually, really, I like this mantra. Everything is simple, but not easy, and always need to work, especially internally. It's like, it's not about you. I know, inside you just advance and this and that. But this is the point. Not only chanting, but also, also, how to say? Crying for pure chanting, for chanting without offenses. What is not easy at all. Anyway, okay. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Somebody have some nice realizations about the verse. I know everybody won't go out for prasada. Okay. Yes, Chatu Prabhu. Take us, everybody, to you. And we don't will kill each other, cheating each other. Cheating is actually one quality of Vaishya. It's kind of allowed stuff. Cheating is for Vaishya. Special price for you, Prabhu. I don't make any profit. Special price. So this is, and killing, even Brahmanas killing, animals and sacrifices. And Kshatriyas also killing. So it's not so, actually, look at that. If we will be, now we have Kali Yuga and quite peaceful time. Not yet Kalki, with his sorrow, and not at all Kurukshetra. How was there? Akshaman! Everybody was killing everybody. But still, this was on Kurukshetra. So, and all this thing is karma. But still I will ask Krishna, take every soul back. But somebody was doing this, but again is like souls are so fallen and they have desire for go in this material world from this is quite advanced topic. But somebody associate of Lord Chaitanya who was asking Krishna, take everybody back, Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya said, yeah, okay. But immediately other souls came because, and they in Brahma Jyoti, and they waiting, they on border of spiritual world and material world, and they just and they just boring there with time. So many souls which can, again, so, but will be nice when all these things will finish and just Vaikuntha, Vrindavan Vaikuntha everywhere. If we do this here, yeah, we will have everywhere. Okay? Yes. Thank you. Yeah, this is called free will. Te Krishna, take from me the free will. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj was asking. But we have to reach the point. I hate my free will. What is this? Yeah. Yes. Yes, Aryan. Yeah. But still, like Prabhupada cheat us and our gurus and this, we can cheating others also by really good weapon, like cookies with ginger, for example. Like that. This still, I had some kind of dialogue with Krishna a few times about that. And if everything will go back to him, it's no problem. And I have, this is my reserve question to Krishna. Just finish this, and that's it. Yeah. Yes, can be like that, but by ginger cookies, somebody changing conscious and desire go back to Krishna. Yes? Of course, we have other prasadam also. Yes. Somebody have safety pin, we will check on Aryan how this working. Ah! Yeah. Yeah. Very good, very nice. But it still is like for example Rambo. He was suffering but he was tolerating this. It's amazing, really amazing example. He was just crying and that's it. But we will just really not alive in his condition at all. And mother, even not Krishna. Mom, like that. Yeah, but if we, yeah, Haridas Thakur was beaten on how many marketplaces? Yeah, so this is example. He was thinking, he was chanting Hare Krishna and Lord Chaitanya took the pain. And you could see the wounds of from Haridas Thakur on body of Lord Chaitanya. And Prahlad Maharaj, voila, hot oil became ice or flowers, this and that. So if we have conscious Krishna conscious, then, but still, first is conscious and then is Krishna conscious. It's like Mayapur Gurukul. Somebody been there, of course, yeah? So the steps for going up, they in purpose make like that because you have use your conscious. Just be conscious of walking. Just read the school. And this is, and I like when Maharaj was saying one example about conscious. In the Shermier school, this guys who with this, and they just or whatever, sorrow or whatever. And they learning the art of fighting with the sorrow. But first, they learning how to walk on pulse, on poles. And this they different. And they have to, so they first learning how to walk in their danger situation. And then after it, just if he is more flexible, all this art of fight and also is like interesting because all this karate, jiu-jitsu and this is not for attacking but for what is opposite? Defending. Yeah? And you using the power of the who attacking you. How is the word for? No, but this more in goodness. And jiu-jitsu is jiu-jitsu. Yeah. So this kind of way more for defending, more for learning how to use, because for attack we have to use power, but for defending we can use power of this guy, and this guy is just, if we know how to do. So this is the point. So Krishna conscious can protect us from pain and this and that, but hi. But I wish to everybody, yeah, and myself too. And then we can go taking bath in hot oil. No, it's no joke, but yeah, Prahlad Maharaj doesn't want swimming there, he was thrown and there. So, but yeah, and Hiranyakashipu was surprised. Everybody was. But still Hiranyakashipu was trying. And he could understand how this is. And I've been in place where hill, this is Simhachalam, but not Simhachalam from Germany. It's in India, South India. Simhachalam, I don't remember that. But there is hill where Hiranyakashipu was throw or his disciples Prahlad to the ocean. Lord Vishnu just care. And then when Prahlad have darshan of Lord Vishnu, he desire see his uncle Varaha. And then please show me your form of Varaha. And because Lord Vishnu was even not quite angry for Hiranyakashipu, because he have to act. This is Ugra Varaha. And then they putting the deities in sandalwood paste. And only one day per year they just uncovering and quickly covering. And it was interesting for me because I went for darshan. I said, what's going on? Is Shivalingam so big? Why? It's just kind of egg. And then they couldn't explain it, but then later one Mataji explained. So this is like that. If really Krishna can save us, and that's it. Only Krishna and spiritual master and Prabhupada. Yeah. Easy to say, difficult to do. Simple, but not, how to say? Yeah, not easy. What to do? Continue just. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Tat Sat. Well, Turisten. Hare Krishna.